Public hearing held last night from the Mohawk Valley Water Authority that for the proposed 2% rate hike, and the meeting not real well attended. We welcome in from the Mohawk Valley Water Authority, Patrick Bescher. Good morning to you, Patrick. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Great to have you on. Okay, let's talk a little bit. First of all, the meeting last night, no one in attendance for it.
We had no one from the public show up. A lot of our staff and board members were there, and I think it was attributable partly to the weather, perhaps partly because the rate increase was rather modest compared to what we've done in past years.
Okay, so anybody that did not make the meeting but did want to have their input heard, can they still do that?
Yes, there's two ways they can do that. They can either mail comments to us between now and next week to our office at 1 Kennedy Plaza, which is City Hall in Utica, mm-hmm. or they can come to our meeting next week. It's going to be on Monday the 24th at 5 p.m. on a third floor of City Hall, and we open each meeting with a public comment period. So anybody that wants to address the board can do that, but you need to be there by 5 o'clock at the latest.
Okay. We're looking at a 2% rate hike, which it averages out to about, what, about $8 for a typical household, right?
That's right. It's about $8 a year extra, or 75 cents a month if you want to break it down that way. And as I said, it's a smaller increase than we've done in past years. We've done that because we've been able to draw some reserves down that we set aside for exactly this purpose, for doing some large projects and handling some new costs that we have coming because of regulations.
Okay. How many rate hikes have you had in the past, say, 5-6 years, Patrick?
Well, unfortunately, we've had to increase rates every single year. The last time we did not have a rate hike was 1999. We did not do a rate increase that year, but we've done one ever since. And actually, some have been more like 6%, 8%. Mm-hmm. We've even gone as high as 11.5% one year. And it's due in two parts. One, because of federal regulations that are causing us to spend $30 million that we don't have, which we had to borrow,
right,
that results in debt payments. And the other thing is that we have not been able to grow and expand the system and generate new water sales. And as our costs go up, if we can't spread that cost over a wider customer base and achieve an economy of scale, then unfortunately the result is that everybody ends up having to see their costs go up as our costs go up.
Okay, and let's talk about that in just a couple of minutes as to why you haven't been able to grow and move out westward the way that you wanted to. Retirement system payments have gone up dramatically this year. That's a big part of the reason for this increase.
Yeah, it went up about $200,000 this year, and that's on top of a similar $200,000 increase from last year.
Mm-hmm.
You can go back 8 years ago, and we were paying right around $30,000 a year. This year, our payment will be over $700,000 a year, and that's a pretty big chunk, and you know, we didn't have it in our current rate structure, so now it is. It's part of the rate increase.
All right, and you also have an EPA mandate when it comes to water filtration. You have I guess for lack of a better term, it's almost like the filter on a fish tank with the charcoal filter and charcoal that's in. Is that filter already in place, by the way?
No, it's not.
Okay.
We have, at the treatment plant, we have four filter beds that the water runs through, and we're going to be changing out what's in there now, which is essentially sand, for lack of a better term. But the granular activated carbon is going to do a better job at getting more organic molecules out of the water, which results when leaves, vegetation wash into Hinckley Reservoir. We get most of it out now, but we need to get more of it out because those kinds of organic molecules interact with chlorine and can cause byproducts, and we are required now to lower the level of those byproducts. So the granular activated carbon is something new that we're going to be piloting this year as a test ahead of the actual compliance date for next year. But it's $1 million a year that's going to be added to our annual cost because we have to change those beds out every single year as the carbon gets used up as it's collecting all that organic matter. We'll be doing that in May and June of this year.
Okay, so the actual cost of the system itself, you've kind of been wrapping that up over the years and the money's there for that.
That's right. We've built that cost into our rate structure over the last 3 or 4 years so that we wouldn't have a rate shock, so to speak.
All right. Patrick Bescher from the Mohawk Valley Water Authority, thank you so much for checking in with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Have a great day.
You too, Patrick. Take care.